Hey, welcome. It's summer break now, hopefully. Yeah.
Woo woo.
June 1st. Today's the big day. We're doing Comparing Apples to Oranges. I'm Mike.
Dan.
Jessica.
And we're coming at you with a new episode today where we're comparing two charity albums.
It was Jessica's idea.
Yeah. We're going to talk about two albums that we listen to. We're going to compare them and tell you which one is better, even though they're not that similar because they're drastically different charities and the music is very different too. Jess, do you know a lot about charity albums or relief albums?
No, nothing.
I don't think I knew that they existed except for the we're listening to We Are the World. That's the only one I ever heard about. And I didn't know it was a whole album. And the only reason I know about it is because The Simpsons did a parody where Sting got everybody together with Quincy Jones and sang a song about when Bart accidentally fell down a well.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, it's a great episode. And Sting is, like, wonderful the whole time. And he wasn't on this one. So that's my only idea about charity albums.
Now, is Sting British?
I think he's a knight.
Oh,
or
okay.
He's Order
Sir
of
Sting.
He's like Order of the British. He got an OBE, I think.
He's a female doctor?
I wouldn't mind if you checked me out down there.
Gross. We're off to
a
rousing start.
I'm already confused.
We're talking about Sting.
The wrestler.
Oh.
I was kind of wondering where Jess even came up with this idea, because Jess and I were in the drive-thru line at Taco Bell.
Naturally.
And you texted us for ideas.
Yeah.
And Jess said, what about like charity albums or relief albums or something like that? Where did that even come from?
I don't even remember having this conversation.
It was all a dream. Used to read
Word Up
magazine.
Right. Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I meant.
You don't remember having this conversation?
No. I mean, I remember vaguely that
you were super high.
And you can talk about
you had eaten all the weed.
I was thinking it was part of when we were going to your dad's band to watch your dad's band play, and he'd ask for ideas then, and I'd come up with some ideas. I thought it was a leftover from that.
No, we were coming back from something, because we might have been coming back from a movie night or something like that. Because that's the only time we stop at Taco Bell if it's like really super late.
That way you can go to sleep immediately after you eat it, so your body doesn't.
Yeah, so you don't.
Those chalupas are too good, though.
You don't realize the damage that's been done because you're sleeping. Yeah, Jessica came up with it, so we asked her to participate.
Yeah, it's a very cool idea, especially because like there's a whole genre of it. Mm-hmm. Like it's a kind of album that Wikipedia has a whole page about.
You found a ton of.
I didn't
want to
look at it too much because it was kind of boring. The whole page. So
charity, just in general, is
snooze alert. Get a job, you slobs. No, I'm just being ignorant. But like, I'm familiar with. It's called Farm Aid.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think they have one called Band Aid.
Band Aid, yeah. There was Live Aid.
Okay,
too.
Yeah. So yeah. I remember concerts.
Yeah.
To raise money, and it's like they get a whole bunch of people, but those people just play their own music. It's like a concert, and then they're just generating revenue for a charity of their choice. Where the interesting thing about these two albums are, like, they created content, the artists created content specifically for this album to sell the album, and then all the money goes towards the charity of their choices.
Now, is this a charity album like the Death Row Christmas album we talked about?
Oh, God. That was awesome. They're just like, well, all the money's going to children.
It just said,
because we're all somebody's children.
It just said charity or children. It didn't say.
It was specific. Like charity with like a lowercase C.
Yeah.
And
I think
two
it was
Y's, so it's somebody's name.
I think it was like a capital C. It was a stripper at one of the places that they frequented.
That's awesome.
The money's going to charity. Yeah, Run DMC actually like had a line about Live Aid in.
Okay.
King of Rock album. I'm trying to find it here.
That was a deep cut there, Dan.
Yeah.
Good for you.
That's the only reason I remember Live Aid. It was like something about on stage at Live Aid, all the people paid and the poor got paid or something like that.
Run DMC's got a lot of moxie to it.
Yeah.
They would be comfortable saying something like that.
Sure.
So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about both albums, because I mean, even though charity album or relief albums is a really cool, like, topic, I just don't know anything about it. So
we should do a relief album, like the three of us.
All right, I can play the washboard and sing off key. What can you do?
I can play the jug.
Okay, playing the hell out of that jug.
And I play bad keyboard.
Okay. What about you, Jess? Tambourine?
Sure, why not?
Jazz hands?
Ooh, yes, jazz hands.
You should be
finger cymbals?
You should be the person that stands next to the sage and signs all the words.
But just makes up all the signs.
Why did you come to the concert? Like, I wanted to help out.
Yeah.
I want to help those poor people.
I just wanted to participate.
Just because I'm deaf doesn't mean I don't have money to give to the poor.
Yeah, that's racist.
You asshole. But they would have to, like, sign it to me. Okay, so let's talk about We Are the World. That's our first one. It is a 1985 album that contains USA for Africa. USA is United...
Supporting Artists or something like that?
Yeah, some dumb shit like
Apparently it's not the United States of America.
It is a superstar charity recording...
Yeah, it is.
...for famine relief efforts in Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of, like, they never talk about the country specifically. They just say Africa as if it's one place instead of...
Like Australia.
Like the second largest continent.
Australia is a continent and a country. Africa's the same thing.
I'm like, are we helping Dave Matthews and his South African family? Because they're pretty rich.
Shit, I'm gonna give some money to Africa.
That's okay. It's you got to work on it. You can work on it and be really good. You got to remember.
Yeah.
You did it. That was it.
There you go.
Yeah, I didn't know it was for Ethiopia in particular.
Ethiopia was big when Jess and I were kids. Ethiopia, like kind of like Somalia, a few years later, mm-hmm. ended up becoming like the
Darfur.
Kind of became like the kind of the niche thing.
The charity du jour.
Yeah, it kind of became like the example for like starving children.
And I think that's messed up for them to do that, but I think you're hitting it on the head, especially because they had a We Are the World 25 in 2010.
Yeah, for Haiti. Right?
For Haiti, and that's kind of like our modern day.
God, I listened to that one. That was a piece of shit, that one.
Yeah, I didn't. It said there was a YouTube video. So
yeah, it opens up with Justin Bieber, just so you know.
Send him to Haiti.
And it's got Wyclef, like,
in Wyclef.
Saying,
dude,
like,
you know, he used to be an okay guy, and then he's like, I'm going to run for president of Haiti, and I said, that's probably a bad idea. Yeah. Then he put out an album. I'm like, get your priorities straight, brother. Yeah. Like, what are you thinking? You're talking about if they raised any money. According to this, it says, Wikipedia,
mm-hmm.
they had raised, since its release, We Are the World has raised over $63 million. It says, equivalent to $141 million today.
How much of that went to
$30?
Michael Jackson buying
$30.
$30?
30 years ago. That's more than double. Was that how 80s money worked?
Yeah, 80s money was different.
Half of today's dollar?
Yeah, Ronald Reagan was on all the money. And
that just blows me away. And then it says for humanitarian causes. It says 90% of the money was pledged to African relief, the whole continent, allegedly.
Yeah.
Both long and short term.
They just dropped it out of on a plane, like over the plains of Africa.
It said the long-term initiative included efforts in birth control and food production. The remaining 10% of funds were earmarked for domestic hunger and homeless programs in the U.S. I want my money back.
Yeah.
Not, I don't want to help out, you know, this guy that I can see every day.
Yeah.
I want to go into a foreign country.
90%, if that's legit, that's pretty high.
Yeah.
Like, considering, I don't know, I read something.
The Red Cross.
Like a couple years ago.
People get real mad about the Red Cross.
Yeah, and it wasn't just the Red Cross, it's like just
it was the Haiti thing.
Charities in general.
Yeah.
Like, you only have to give, like, 20% or something like that to be considered, like, a non-for-profit charity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, man. No, it's real bad. And then, like, people were really mad with the Red Cross because when it was, like, the Haiti thing, they're like, wait, are you saying my money's not going directly to Haiti? They're like, we're the Red Cross. We don't care if it's one particular country in need. We do this everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're like, you guys suck.
Yeah.
Bad advertising. They're like, give us money all the time, and we wouldn't have, like, a drive for this.
And that's another thing, too, is they kind of use,
mm-hmm.
tragedies as like a pledge drive, like a PBS.
That's because pledge drive. That's because people are bad people, and otherwise, they wouldn't need to do that. They would just have enough money.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's talk about the title track. The album includes 9 previously unreleased songs by donating artists, including Prince, Chicago, Bruce Springsteen, and the E Street Band.
Mm-hmm. Huey Lewis in the News.
And Michael Jackson.
Kenny Rogers, I think. I'm kind of going
Prince and the Revolution.
Kind of going off memory here.
Yeah.
Steve Perry, I think, had one.
Yep.
The
Pointer Sisters.
Yeah.
They were
big in the 80s, man.
I don't remember them. I like their song, but I don't remember them.
They were huge in the 80s.
That's good. And it said, following Band AIDS, 1984, Do They Know It's Christmas, which we've talked about.
We've talked about how it's the worst fucking Christmas song of all time.
I think you said it is your least favorite.
The worst.
It's definitely top 5 of terrible Christmas songs.
So that's why I asked you whether Sting was British or not, because apparently the Do They Know It's Christmas was like the British version of this USA for Africa.
Yeah, that's what it said.
It was like Phil Collins fucking...
You don't like Phil Collins?
No, fuck Phil Collins.
I think he's all right.
No, he sucks.
You're not a Genesis fan either?
I mean, some of the stuff's like kind of catchy, but... Yeah.
I just don't have strong feelings either way. I didn't know he evoked this side of
Peter Gabriel guy. I like when Phil Collins was like...
Peter Gabriel's great.
Was fucking, like when Phil Collins was just in the back drumming.
Stay in your lane,
yeah,
Phil.
Yeah, stay in your lane, bro.
It said... Do They Know It's Christmas? Is there a song that's like, do they even know it's Christmas? Like, they added, like, something to even, like, rub it in their face a little bit more.
Mm.
So that was the project in the UK. And then after that, they had an idea for an American benefit single for African famine relief from activist Harry Belafonte. And then they had several musicians contacted with Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson sort of, like, tasked of writing the song.
Yeah, they were, like, picking the teams, like the kickball teams.
Mm-hmm. And do you want to go over who sings the single, or should we do that in a little bit? Okay.
Yeah, there's...
Do you want to talk about it?
Some of the talent that's on
here.
To my understanding, Lionel Richie... It was supposed to be Lionel Richie and Stevie Wonder writing the song.
Let's take a brief... There is so much information about this one song.
Apparently there's books written about, like, just the...
The album, I couldn't find, like, a... Like, 4 paragraphs about the album,
but the song
was, like, pages and pages on Wikipedia.
Such a, such an undertaking.
Yeah, apparently.
Which probably could not happen today, just because...
I mean, they wouldn't be in the studio together, I don't think.
Yeah.
They'd all be different tracks.
Merging together. You know, to get all these people together and not have it leak out and...
Yeah.
In the age of cell phones and modern technology, that wouldn't be possible. The studio would just be inundated with, crazy fans.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to be Lionel Richie and Stevie Wonder, but Stevie was busy. So he couldn't, like, help write the song.
Talk about that's being on the wrong side of history.
So Michael Jackson.
This is, like, off of Thriller fame.
Yeah.
Because they showed a picture, and he was, like, wearing the, like, sequin jacket and one
still
glove.
Wearing, like, the Sgt. Pepper's,
So that's, like, I'm not that familiar with his career. Is that, like, he's at the top of the pair?
It didn't get any higher than
that. That's, like, when he was the crown prince of pop sort of thing?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that was, I think Thriller is still, it may have overtaken, because at one time it was the best-selling album of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, like, an Eagles, like, greatest hits album overtook it. But then
that's terrible news.
But I think when Michael Jackson passed away,
there was
like another round of purchases for the album. So I think it might be the best selling album.
So we just
of all
need
time.
To knock out Don Henley, and then
douchey Don Henley. Bullshit.
We'll take back the reins from. Oh, that sucks.
So apparently Lionel Richie and they wrote it at, like, Michael Jackson's place.
Mm-hmm.
Over the
Not
course,
his ranch, don't
yeah,
worry.
Over the course of, like, a couple weeks. And but there was a story about that LaToya told.
Yeah, his sister.
About how Lionel didn't really contribute that much to the final product.
Ooh.
I don't know if she's just playing home team favorites there.
That's funny.
But she was saying that Michael did 99% of it, and like Lionel went home one night and Michael like came up like with the drums and guitars and strings and everything.
Those are important.
And put all that, you know, and put like the melody and everything together. And, but he just, she said that he never felt the need to, you know, say that he did the majority of the work. Okay. Which is another thing too about just the, they had a sign apparently on the door that said "Check your ego at the door," with all these
superstars.
Yeah, superstars.
And it's the 80s, so they're all on coke.
Oh yeah, everybody's so, like, starting blow off the cracks of each other's ass, including Paul Simon, especially Paul Simon.
He was eating a lot of weed too.
Yeah, well, that's usually Jessica's thing, is the eating of the weed.
I didn't know that's what you had.
What'd you think?
Dan's all
smoking?
Bent out of shape. It's not his fault.
Yeah. So, Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson credited with the writing of the song. Quincy Jones, the producer, like uber producer, had said he had worked like one-on-one with over half of these artists
over
the years. And then, you know, we get, you know, Stevie Wonder, who ends up
going blind
because of just the star power.
That's why he was wearing the sunglasses.
And he was okay with it. Like, everybody's star was shining so bright, he had to wear sunglasses. Him and Ray Charles.
Yeah, they had to. Did you hear that? Like, there was, like, everybody was really tense, and so he, like, broke the ice where he's like, I can't believe I finally get to meet Ray Charles. He's like, we sort of bumped into each other. Like, you making blind jokes, bro?
Yeah, Stevie. Well, apparently Stevie Wonder did made a blind joke. Like, they said if we don't get this in six takes, mm-hmm. me and Ray are driving everybody home. So, you know, credit to Stevie. Stevie's the best. We had Paul Simon, no Garfunkel. He didn't get.
I wanted to invite him.
His invite was lost in the mail. Kenny Rogers, James Ingram.
I don't know who James Ingram is.
I think he did one of the American Tail song.
Oh, Fievel?
I think somewhere out there, if love can see us through. I think that's James Ingram.
That was a good song. I like that song.
Yeah, it's Jess loves that movie too.
I do love Fievel.
I think I like when he goes west a little bit better, because I can. It was like, I don't think I was ready for the story of, like, a Jewish immigrant mouse coming to the New World. I wasn't ready for, like, the gravitas of that. But it was like, he's going to be a cowboy. I'm like,
that's fun.
This is a little bit more my speed.
Put a little hat on him.
Like, six, you know.
Put some little boots on him. It's kind of like Marley and Me.
Yeah, man.
But then, like, Marley and Me, the puppy years came out. It was like, well, you know, he's not going to die in this one. Spoiler alert.
And then he dies anyway.
Tina Turner, Billy Joel, Diana Ross, Willie Nelson, who was high as a kite.
He has to be. I mean, that's his shtick, though. That's like being, like, around Snoop Dogg and expecting him to be of sound mind. It's just not what I want.
We've got some, and then we've got what I kind of think of as, like, the 80s crew.
Yeah.
Of Kenny Loggins,
mm-hmm.
who was... did like every soundtrack in the 80s, contributed to every movie soundtrack in the 80s. Steve Perry, the lead singer of Journey. Hall and Oates, although Hall gets a solo and Oates just is in the chorus. Which is kind of par for the course with those two. Cyndi Lauper, you don't get any more 80s than, you know, Cyndi Lauper and her hair.
Yeah.
Huey Lewis.
And not the News, though.
No. Well, no, I think the News were there.
Okay.
I think I did see that the News was in the chorus.
Okay. Cool.
But Huey Lewis got like a pretty good chorus, mm-hmm. like the second chorus where it like picks up a little bit.
Yeah.
Apparently Quincy Jones was the one that was responsible for picking who was going to do. He said it was like putting a watermelon into a soda can.
Yeah.
Like trying to pick who was going to like. Duet together, because there would be like, I think it's like Tina Turner and Billy Joel, mm-hmm. like Tina Turner and then Billy Joel and Tina Turner together, and then goes into Billy Joel's part,
right.
who goes into somebody else's part. Right. But apparently Huey Lewis had enough you know, respect to, that he got kind of a big a big portion of it. And Cyndi Lauper, too, with her, wah, wah, yeah. wah.
She sounds bad. It's like, it was bad.
Kim Carnes, Betty Davis Eyes.
You ever oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard that song.
And then the Nobel Prize winner himself, Bob Dylan.
That guy. Yeah. Ah, you and me.
That great big family.
Sucks.
You know the truth. You know love is all we need.
I like Bob Dylan. Like, I really like a lot of his music, but I think he's an idiot. Yeah. Like, I'm not a big fan of his, but I don't know.
Apparently, he had stage fright singing in front of all these people.
So he's probably stoned out of his mind, too.
They said they had to clear the studio, and Stevie Wonder sung Bob Dylan's part in Bob Dylan's voice to show Bob Dylan what he wanted it to sound like. So if you can imagine,
I can.
Stevie Wonder doing a Bob Dylan impression. Yeah. They said, all right, superstars, leave because Bob Dylan's nervous.
That's so weird to me.
And then I think conspicuous by his absence is Prince.
Yeah.
Who was, I think it was Quincy Jones said that he went down the Billboard charts and just said, I'm going to get two people every day. And Michael Jackson was one. Prince was two. And I want to say Lionel Richie was three at the time. So Prince did end up contributing an original track to the album, but Prince apparently records alone. He doesn't record with a band.
Interesting.
He goes into the studio. He does all the guitars. He does all the drums. He does all the instruments. Mm-hmm. He does all the layering of his of his own vocals. Apparently, he does not record with other people.
I guess what I'm confused about is, like, didn't he tour? Like, does he go on to, like, how is that different than this?
I don't know,
I mean, like, if it's original content, I might understand the first time you do it. And I don't know.
And like, he can perform in front of 30,000 people, but he can't perform in front of his peers.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. That's weird.
But it's like for the first time, maybe.
I guess
The songs that he sings in front of 30,000 people, he's sung a bajillion times.
That could, that's a good insight.
But this is new material.
Yeah.
And then he apparently volunteered, he told Quincy Jones, well, I'll contribute a guitar solo to it. And Quincy Jones was like, nah. Like, sorry,
no, no one even likes guitars.
So yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah,
you know, he's just a weird dude, man.
Yeah,
but I mean, God, who else was on here?
Those are the big names.
Well, did I say Bruce Springsteen?
We talked about him.
Apparently, Bruce Springsteen was a big part of getting a lot of the rockers involved in the project, because some of the quote-unquote rock groups felt like this would hurt
too
their
soft.
They said it would hurt their street
well
cred.
Also, like, do you want, like, you know, Black Sabbath or Judas Priest on this? Like,
yeah,
what do they get? They don't have the right sound.
Yeah, well,
in a lot of ways.
Neither did Dan Aykroyd, and he was on the album
uncredited on Wikipedia, though.
Yeah, he appears twice in the video,
but see, he was one of the Blues Brothers. I brought this up earlier.
So I looked up why Dan Aykroyd was there. And Just, do you know who Dan Aykroyd is?
Ghostbusters.
He is Ray in Ghostbusters.
Blues Brothers.
Ghostbusters. Okay.
He's the non-dead
darker
Blues
hair
Brother. The tall one.
Yeah, he's the tall, thin one.
Mm-hmm.
He was singing on this album. Or on this
he performed
record
on Saturday Night Live like two or three times, I think. He played the harmonica,
so
which I assume is a difficult instrument to play.
Yeah, well, they kept it in a briefcase and kept the briefcase handcuffed to their wrist because it's
it's solid desirable gold.
That's right.
Everything that comes out of it is too.
So Dan Aykroyd apparently was in California looking for I think
loose
he was
change.
I think he was trying to get a talent manager, like a new talent manager, but he went to a guy who ended up not being a talent manager. He said, well, I'm not a talent manager, I'm a money manager.
God.
So he said, well, fucking, we wasted a trip here. He said, but I'm also the money manager for one of these artists.
For relief in Haiti.
Yeah.
Or relief in Ethiopia.
And he said, while you're in town, do you want to come to this thing?
That's stupid.
And Dan Aykroyd's in the back row next to, I think, Al Jarreau.
That name sounds familiar, but I can't place it.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's, I mean,
back row for a reason.
Yeah. It's kind of like bottom shelf liquor.
I'll drink it. The Dan Aykroyd.
I guess you can bring it, but
you better have some.
You
ice
better turn
and
his
soda.
Mic off.
Yeah. All right. So that's We Are the World in a Nutshell. Let's talk about.
And that's just one of the songs.
God. We're gonna go into it in a little bit too.
For
so
sure.
This is the second album we picked was called Chickens in Love. It's a 2010 album. That's a collaboration project with 826 or 826, I don't know. I don't know if that's the, like, area code or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
826 LA. It's a Los Angeles-based nonprofit organization dedicated to supporting students with their creative writing skills. The album features songs by local artists written by 826 LA students ages 7 to 13 during a workshop that was held by one of the bands. They're called the Submarines. And the name of the workshop is Songwriting with the Submarines.
Jess actually did research on this. She was listening to the album, I said, now Jess, on this album, this was... She goes, I know, I did my research.
Yeah,
I read the Wikipedia. Take a look at those notes, though?
On both of those.
Inside joke.
Do you want to read any of it? No? Dan, do you want to read some of it?
Sure.
Okay.
So, apparently this was... I think it's important to know that these were kids writing these songs.
In a creative writing class.
The
idea is that they're not that good at it yet.
Right. But they have the...
Major artists of 2010 in sort of like alternative and like indie, I would say.
Yeah,
that's what
indie.
I would classify these. Like She and Him is Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, I was like, Jess from New Girl.
Yeah.
I was like, she's on this album.
And then the Cold War Kids and
I'd heard of them.
Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros.
I had not heard of
Fiona
Apple.
Yeah, who like
apparently is on like the board of this like 826.
Which, so is J.J. Abrams.
Oh really?
Yeah. A handful of like super famous people are on the top list.
J.J. Abrams just directed the
Avengers
Star Wars
Star Trek Lost
The Force Awakens. He also did the Star Trek reboot.
Pretty good guy.
Pretty good.
Okay, we can explain that I just don't know names, so that's why. You have to describe it to me.
It's like Zooey Deschanel.
I don't do names.
Jess from New Girl.
Oh! You
know the bangs?
Yeah.
The bangs?
No, the eyes.
She doesn't have eyes?
She's got enormous
eyes.
Oh, yeah. Jess always looking at people's eyes. Ugh.
Enormous eyes. I saw something the other day. It was two pictures of Zooey Deschanel, one with bangs and glasses mm-hmm. and one without bangs and glasses. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, now I know how people don't realize that Clark Kent is not Superman.
That's a good one. That's really good.
So this was, I guess it started off as like a workshop, like you said. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the kids kind of came up with their own band names.
Yeah,
like,
and one of the band's name is Jennifer Lopez.
The Gummy Bears, there was Hot Fudge, and you could tell, I think, there was... churros were mentioned a lot mm-hmm. in several of the songs. Mm-hmm. Apparently, churros were popular.
It's L.A., so they have amazing Mexican food.
Yeah, so. I guess so.
Just one of the name of the album or one of the songs is Mexican food.
So the way I understood it is that it just kind of started as a workshop and they said, well, you know, they...
I think it was a contest, right? Like whoever wrote the best, mm-hmm. they were going to get selected to be on the album.
So, and then they had like actual like local kind of indie mm-hmm. artists perform the songs.
Yeah. I had not heard of...
And I guess the money goes back into their mm-hmm. organization?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's sort of like, you know, it's after-school programs, summer programs, weekends.
Which are
stuff.
Totally getting cut, like,
hell's
like,
yeah.
like crazy right now.
And the
so
thing
you
is,
need
like,
any
it's,
kind of help you can get.
Yeah, and not only that, it's like, it's California, so, like, they might have some money put away for, like, that sort of stuff. But this is bringing another layer of attention to it, because it's like, even if you haven't heard of the Submarines, like, I know one of their... songs and I'm like, oh, that's a pretty good band, but I would never have found this.
Yeah,
but
so how did you find out about this? Because this was
the internet.
This was your, you're like, I want to do this album.
Well, it's I recognize some of the names, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be cool. And then it's something I'd never heard of, a charity I'd never heard of, mm-hmm. which is, like, how I think it's a good, like, genre flip as of We Are the World, which is, mm-hmm. like, one of the most famous
yeah.
things that's ever been around for it. So this is sort of, like, a small version of the same idea, where it's, even though we don't, didn't, you know, garner... $141 million.
Yeah.
It's still doing good work. And like,
do we know how much they
I did not
made,
find that.
Or
no.
Do we know if anybody pocketed 10%?
Fiona Apple's a criminal. I know that. It's a callback to the late 90s song.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
That's the only song of hers I know.
Yeah, me too.
Other than the song she did on this.
It says, this Los Angeles-based nonprofit dedicated to supporting students ages 6 to 18 with their creative and expository writing skills, also helping teachers inspire their students to write. So it said, programs are structured around beliefs that great leaps in learning can happen with one-on-one attention and strong writing skills are fundamental to future success. Which
now,
I'm like, that's great.
The title track, Chickens in Love,
yeah.
was that was not written by one of the kids, was it?
I believe it was.
Was it?
I believe all these songs
okay.
were.
Okay. I thought I read somewhere that was like a song that they had already.
No, it says the album was named after the particularly memorable tune, Chickens in Love. Oh, yeah. No, maybe you're right.
Well, that's
no, what, I don't know
I think
how to read this.
I read that same line, and I think it doesn't really explain,
mm-hmm.
you know, if that was kind of the starting... You know, like we need a track that is already done.
Yeah, yeah.
And that kind of is in the same...
Yeah, like We Are the World.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
kind of in the same, you know, mindset of some of these other songs, but not actually written by the kids that we can kind of... You know, maybe that's where Magnetic Zeros come from. We can kind of like magnetically attract to that song.
Could be.
Probably not.
Probably not. Edward, fun story about Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. They are like they were like one of the quintessential like indie bands, and they're like did the whole like playing a banjo and like they wore hippie clothes, and the like lead guy Edward Sharpe, that's not his real name, like he is previously famous for being like a guitar player for this band called Sugar Cult, which is just like they went nowhere. Pop,
oh, Sugarland. You love them, Jess.
No, they're very famous. Sugarland. Sugarland.
Not what we said, though.
Oh.
Sugar Cult.
What?
It's not that good of a band.
It's the same thing.
They're like pop rock, and they had like one hit, and then he's like, yep, I'm going to drastically change my personality and become somewhat famous.
You did that, though. Like when you started this podcast,
mm-hmm.
you kind of changed. You started wearing glasses.
Well, you know, I killed that man on the
you
train.
You got a new car.
New fridge, too.
Yeah, new car, new fridge. Kind of hashtag blessed.
I'm going to get a new arm.
You don't have the fridge yet.
No, that's why, yeah.
But he...
I paid for it. Does that count?
He's making his dad come over to accept the delivery of it because he doesn't do stuff like that himself.
I really don't
yeah.
like people looking at me.
I'm going to say it doesn't count until it is in your house because apparently...
Making ice is important.
My parents got new furniture and they
uh-oh.
Wouldn't deliver it because they're afraid of the windy driveway, so
yeah.
they just won't deliver it. So you never so, know.
We're
something
just gonna leave. We're gonna leave it at the top of the driveway here.
Sorry, we're not doing our job. Sorry.
Is that
just
a recent
leave.
Recent happening?
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
like,
is that what the text message was?
No, no, that was a grandpa story I was this morning.
Gotcha.
And he was telling me about that.
That
yep.
sucks.
So if there's any delivery companies in the St. Louis area that are willing to deliver down windy roads...
We'll let you... You know, we'll give you, we'll give you some free advertising.
Yeah. Give a... What's the Twitter handle?
which one's Twitter?
That's the...
At something?
MySpace.
Okay. MySpace, yeah. It's at geocities.angelfire / Mike. Just hit me up. I check it once every 3 months.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So those are our two albums. we're going to talk about four criteria that we're going to use to figure out which one's better, and then we'll be back in just a moment. All right. It's time for the categories. What are we going to use to... determine which charity album's better, Chickens in Love or We Are the World. So, whenever we listen to an album, one of our categories is always, or one of our criteria is always re-listenability. So mm-hmm. I listened to both of these albums twice. What about you guys? What sort of work did you put in? Putting you on the spot.
They were both very short.
I believe so, 10 each, right?
Yeah.
10 songs each.
But, I mean, to the point where, especially the Chickens in Love album, kind of looking at the tracks here, there's only two songs that went over 4 minutes.
Right.
Most of them are about 2 to 2.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was shelving books at school and didn't even realize that I had been doing it for a half hour and the album was over.
Yeah.
So I did listen to both of them again,
mm-hmm.
Just to kind of make sure that I had heard the little intricacies of everything and kind of picked out my favorite and least favorite. The second time I usually listen to, if there's a song that I really had a hard time getting through the first time,
yeah,
I might skip that one.
Uh huh. How about you, Jess?
I listened to both of them while I was cooking.
Good.
Food, because we had to do May birthdays at school.
Audible eye roll there, everybody.
But yeah, I listened to both of them. And then the next day at school, I also went with the other teachers and I sat around and re-listened to a couple of the Chicken and Love tracks.
I like some of them.
There's one song on Chickens and Love that is my favorite song on either album. If I lined all the songs up.
We Are the World's not it.
It is not it.
I think the good thing is picking something that we've never done before, or that, you know, Dana and I hadn't thought of charity albums, is like, it was kind of a shot in the dark with, like, I don't know if any of this music's going to be good. And I was, like, pleasantly surprised with both albums. I wouldn't, like, I'm not going to re-listen to every single song, but, like, there's probably, like, 5 out of 20 songs that I'm like, these are good. I like them. They're fun.
So I was on my... After I had listened to both albums a couple times...
Mm-hmm. 6 or 7.
I was on my way. I have a short drive to work. And hashtag humble brag. And I normally just listen to, like, the sports chat radio in the morning so I can get, like, the fix on what happened in the big NBA game last night. But they go to commercials, like, every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I only have, like, a 5-minute drive to work. So I said, well, I need something to listen to for five minutes. I on purpose, pulled up that one song off the Chickens and Love album because I just wanted to hear it again because it made me happy.
Pretty pleasant.
So I don't want to give it away yet. I'm burying the lead.
Do you guys want to just, like, talk about it now? Which one would you rather re-listen to?
Yeah.
Okay. Who wants to start?
Jessica.
Which one would you rather re-listen to? We Are the World or Chickens in Love, the album?
You have to pick one.
You have to pick an album.
The look on your face doesn't make you look like you don't want
to
pick one.
There'd have to be different circumstances.
That's fine.
If I was going to play one just to listen to while I was doing something mm-hmm. around the house, mm-hmm. probably We Are the World.
Okay.
But skipping We Are the World.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Shots fired. Shots fired.
But... I will admit the songs on Chicken in Love are more fun and mm-hmm. quirky, but mm-hmm. it's more of a kind of laugh at it.
Yeah, it's novel, but
yeah.
not an album worthy of your time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but not something I'm going to dance around the kitchen to while I'm doing something, you know.
Yeah, no, that's very good context you brought for.
I will say she started shaking her ass a little bit when Huey Lewis came on.
How can you not? Exactly. You should go to the doctor if you don't want to dance to Huey in the News.
Your mom's a huge Huey Lewis in the News fan.
Yeah, I don't know. What do they call those fans? Like
Newsies?
That's good. I was going to call them newsheads. Yours is way better.
Newsies.
Yeah, no, she's a huge newsie. Big fan. We saw him in concert.
You actually drug her to an outdoor music festival.
Because I'm like, hey, you want to go? And she's like, no. And I'm like, Huey Lewis is going. She's like, I'll be there. My dad was very concerned. He's like, how is she going to get there?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to drive her in my car. He's like, good luck.
And apparently she also saw Snoop Dogg while she was there.
She bowed out. We took a Lyft home. It was a big day for her.
Yeah, it was.
Live music mom and Lyft.
Sounds a lot like my mom. Like, she gets out of the house for a few hours. That's, like, kind of a lot for her.
I'm throwing the towel in. I'm not going to see this Snoop Dogg. I hear he's in cahoots with Martha Stewart, that criminal.
I couldn't take Jess because Jess would have eaten all his weed.
Yeah. And he hates that. Yeah. He smoked on stage. I'm like, Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Are we going to get in trouble?
Nah.
We didn't.
Speaking of Huey Lewis, have you heard the sad news lately that he's, like, not going to be touring anymore because the doctors say...
he's too damn old?
No, it's like he's losing his hearing or something like that.
Who else did that happen to? No, like, we talked about this.
Stan Lee?
I think he's like 100.
He's still touring.
I know, but he can't hear.
Yeah,
he said who else did that happen to.
But I don't think it's because he was...
Oh, it was my grandpa. I was thinking of my grandpa.
I don't think it's because Stanley was rocking out. Dip, 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 dip. They say the heart of rock and roll is still beating.
It's a good song.
It's amazing.
So, Dan, is yours We Are the World as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because... although I do put the caveat in there that, again, my favorite song out of both albums, if we line them both up, was on Chickens in Love. But
okay, you're leading the audience in pure suspense. Just talk about it, bro.
Okay,
I'm gonna drop it in now.
Is it time that I get glasses? Do I need to check my eyes? I keep seeing so many weird things. Can you help?
It is Am I Going Crazy by Tim and Eric.
Do you know who Tim and Eric are?
I have no idea.
Okay, you're familiar with sketch shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like they have this one, and it was on Adult Swim, and it was called Tim and Eric, great show, or awesome show, great job. And it is the height of absurd humor. And I think it had like 3 seasons, and then they did a spin-off show. They're just these two ridiculous comedians, and everything's over the top, and they did a really good job picking them to do this song.
Well, I'm trying to find the lyrics right now as we're doing this. And
they mention Michael Jackson,
and
which
found,
is a fun tie-in.
And the first lyrics I find are for a Tim and Eric song called I Sit Down When I Pee.
Mm-hmm. No, it's the height of absurd humor. It is not, like, it was on the Cartoon Network's Adult Swim, and it was not for children.
Yeah, so it was it starts off with I saw the ghost of Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
He was reading a book to Bigfoot.
Yeah. His big hairy friend.
Yeah. Somebody likes churros from 7-Eleven and LeBron James and Michael Jordan jumped off of a cliff.
Yeah.
And Bigfoot parachuted down to to save him.
It's just
I love
fun.
It.
Yeah, it's fun.
I love that song.
So, I went with Chickens in Love is my re-listenability, just because
you would.
I did.
You
would. I liked the Chickens in Love.
You don't like shaking your ass?
You don't like...
I don't think so.
You don't like Africa? You don't like helping Africa?
The whole continent.
You know, yeah, we're just dropping money on Africa.
No, I liked, like, enough of the songs where We Are the World just had too much, like... three out of the 6 songs had, like, weak-ass openings with... like keyboard, and it was too 80s for me.
Oh man, it sure was.
I am
like,
I'm a strong proponent of disliking most things from the 80s that have that keyboard in it. Like,
so
I just can't get into it.
There was like I peeked at who the artists were that did the individual songs on this album before I actually listened to it, and I'd say for half of them I knew who was singing the song without even looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I didn't know the Pointer Sisters.
No, I didn't know that one either. But the Huey Lewis one,
yeah, that was
sounds like it sounds like the beginning of "If This Is It."
Yeah.
Please let me know. And the Chicago one sounds like every Chicago song.
Yeah.
And
which you're not a huge
God fuck
CTO
Chicago,
fan,
man. No. I was talking to Jess about this. I'm guessing this was the Chicago before...
It says it.
Before Peter Cetera took over as the lead singer.
The last song released with bass player Peter Cetera's lead vocals before he left the band.
Okay.
You're right. Good for Nothing. Which is also, like, a terrible song.
Yeah, for a relief album.
Well, it's just like, it turns out all my help was good for nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on?
Like, and all the people that just bought the album are like, wait a minute.
I'll just throw it in the garbage, I guess.
So you're not going to give my money to Africa?
What did you guys think of Prince's song? It sounded like he was singing about Jesus a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was weird.
Many
a Jehovah's Witness.
I did not know that.
Yeah, like super Jehovah's Witness.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
And apparently, like I was watching some stand-up thing that Kevin Smith was doing about how he went to Prince's house.
Are you sure this isn't Charlie Murphy?
No,
Charlie Murphy.
And he went to Prince's house and like didn't even realize he was a Jehovah's Witness either until he
did a good job.
Until he got there and Prince was like playing these parlor games and stuff with people and it was just like regular Prince stuff and he was like materializing like in the middle of a room out of thin air and you know just that's regular awesome. Regular Prince stuff. Yeah, he's like super Jehovah's Witness. I had never heard that song.
No, for the I think most of these songs were unreleased until now. Mm-hmm. I think
I was surprised by the Bruce Springsteen song. The game I played has made you strong. But when the game is over, I won't walk out a loser. Yeah, I know that I'll walk out of here again. Yeah, I know someday I'll walk out of here again. But now.
It said that it was a rendition of Jimmy Cliff's obscure Trapped.
Because...
recorded live.
So it wasn't even a... I didn't even realize it wasn't even a Springsteen song. I knew the Tina Turner song
was
a cover.
I liked her song. I thought
that
it was
the
really
song
good
Jess was listening to and was... I forget what you said about it. You were like, why does she sound like that? Or like, that's a terrible thing to say or something like that. I forget what the... What was the Tina Turner song?
Total Control, I think.
Oh, yeah, it was something.
Oh, yeah, she wanted, like, mind control. She would sell her soul for mind control.
Jess is like, oh, I don't know about
that. That's kind of dark.
To heal Ethiopia,
yeah.
I will have total control.
So for Bruce, I know, like, Bruce Springsteen at the time was, I was kind of, you know, mentioning earlier that he was, because of his involvement, like, the rock community kind of felt like, well, we can't walk away if Bruce is staying.
Yeah, he's the boss,
yeah,
goddammit.
He was. And especially at this time,
yeah.
He was the fucking boss,
man.
Like, in the music industry. But I'm not a huge Springsteen guy. I'm kind of, like, one of those guys that, like, I like five or six mm-hmm. of his songs mm-hmm. that I think are really good.
Yeah.
But I don't really like
this whole catalog's
yeah.
too much for you.
But I really liked...
Trapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does a good job.
Because I'm trapped!
He just puts so much energy.
Oh, God.
Like, yeah. he must be a great performer.
Veins were sticking out in his neck on the video, if you ever seen it.
I'm not going to watch the video, Dan.
Dude, I watched the video because I found one that was... because I didn't know who some of the people were.
Sure.
So I found
Northern
a version on YouTube.
Oh, cool.
It was of We Are the World,
yeah,
and it, like, somebody had put, like, the names of the people as they pop up on the screen.
Pop-up video?
I love pop-up video.
Yeah, it was
kind of
like pop-up video.
Did it have a little bubble sound?
No, it didn't. Aww. It was very, like, Movie Maker,
yeah.
But it was pretty good.
Starlight.
That's how I that's who Kim Carnes is.
Okay.
Like, I knew the name, like, the Betty Davis eyes.
Okay.
And then Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, okay.
I only knew him from the parody they do of him on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, that's about right.
But like Al Jarreau, like, okay. I, you know, was knew the name but didn't know the face.
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd I knew right away. I'm like, oh, that's Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates. Like, he had an amazing mullet.
I think he still does.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
he still
probably
slays it too.
Probably not his.
I bet.
Gross.
Oates still has the mustache. If anybody wants a mustache ride.
Yeah, we'll check in soon. All right. So now that we've done re-listenability, let's do which album made you want to donate money to its charity?
For me, maybe it's less a deal with the actual album than the charity.
Okay.
But I kind of felt like the Chickens in Love album would, my money would be better spent if I donated to them.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
Because I felt like if I donated to this this particular school, this particular program, this particular, I know that the money would not be, you know, used for advertising for more money to get spent or whatever. I know it would go straight to the kids. Whereas giving money to the beautiful country of Africa.
To Quincy Jones.
The wonderful country of Africa that we all know and love.
Yeah.
It's so poor there, though. It
Dan.
Reeks of...
The whole country's so poor.
It reeks of the Red Cross thing that you were talking about earlier. It reeks of the potential for fraud. It reeks of the potential for a lot of this money not getting, you know, in the hands of people that really need it.
Sure.
So, I don't know. I thought it was a cool concept. I mean, of course... The songwriting was better on "We Are the World" because
what?
It's fucking
Michael Jackson,
Michael Jackson, and
Quincy
fucking
Jones,
Prince,
Lionel
and,
Richie. Yeah,
you know, guys like even like Steve Perry. Yeah. You know, you said you're not a big Journey guy, but like Steve Perry, like is
not a I'm not a
an
super
amazing
fan. No,
songwriter.
Yeah, but
you know?
I enjoy it. Yeah.
Like Kenny Rogers and, and things. I'm not a huge Kenny Rogers guy, but I, you know, respect the, you know, the
craft.
Yeah, the songwriting ability and, you know, his sustainability in the music industry. So, of course, like the songwriting is going to be better, but on the Chickens in Love album, I just thought it was like a cool concept to take, you know, something that these, a kid like at your school or my school wrote a play, and then we got like all these like Hollywood actors like acted out.
Yeah.
The sun shines on all the happy animals. The light is bright and snappy. You'll see the tattered hobos on your lawn.
And I think, like, I want to say, like, Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel or something did something like that.
Oh, cool.
Where they, like, on their show where they got, like, kids like write scenes for like a TV show and they
That's
got
awesome.
Like the actual actors to act it
That's
out.
That's really cool.
Just saying silly shit, you know, doing silly things. I just thought that was a cool concept.
Yeah. Jess, who's getting your money?
Well, generally, just off, you know, looking at it, feeding kids is more important than
giving
having
them pens.
Yeah. But Dan's point is that charity kind of got too big and too unorganized and less focused. So, yeah, if you want your money to go where it should, then Chickens in Love. Although, I'd probably just opt for a dog charity.
Dog charity?
We usually do.
Yeah.
Because people are the worst.
I mean, here's the thing. So, I went with Chickens in Love as well because I don't think it's that great of an idea to have these millionaires... Mm-hmm. singing to me, telling me that I should give money.
Yeah.
When I'm like,
motherfucker,
you
got all the
money. Some
money.
I just went to your concert and it costs, you know, this much money. I bought your album. I bought your t-shirt.
If everybody in that room
gave $20 million, they would have more money. And it's also just like...
Africa would be fixed.
Well, also
they'd be buried. There'd just be a
mountain
range of money because they just drop it over
And it
there
also and... just like smacks of white man's burden where it's just like, yeah, these people are poor and there's a famine. They're like, let's send money. And you're like, we should probably do something else. Yeah. Like, relief is good, but like we should also help sustainability because this just in, they're going to be hungry soon.
Like, I like the thing that like Matt Damon's charity, have you heard about getting water.
Project Greenlight?
Yeah. No, that's not it. I was like, yeah, you know. No.
Stupid Mike.
It was it's something about like getting clean water to mm-hmm. villages and things like that. And it's they actually go and like lay,
yeah,
you know, the pipe work mm-hmm. and everything.
Drill for wells. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it's a, like,
I mean, awesome. that's something that, you know, you give them. It's not like a quick fix.
Yeah, it's not a charity. It's assistance.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, you can't throw money at this. It's raising awareness and it's rewarding to the kids who put effort in. So, you know what I mean? Like,
and maybe it's not their fault, but like what Jess said about it getting so big.
Mm-hmm. But know? It's also like, what's the, is it going to constantly, do people still give money to it? Like, who's in charge of this money? Do they just put it like
Cyndi Lauper
in savings and then they're just like getting whatever the interest is and spending that? Or like, there's so many things that just don't make any. There's like, oh yeah, this money's for Africa. You're like, the hell are you talking about? Yeah,
you know that country? Wah, wah, wah.
Stupid Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper like looks exactly the same now, like 40 years later, 30 mm-hmm. years later. By
Who
the
cares?
Way,
yeah.
Saw okay. her on some commercial for like some like
Geico.
No, it was like that it was like some the like voice. Like dry skin medicine or something like that.
I use Tiger Balm. I'm Cyndi Lauper. I'm Cyndi Lauper. All right, so we've got two more criteria. We've got the variety of music on the particular theme of the album.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say the theme of Chickens in Love is children writing songs mm-hmm. in a creative writing class. And I would say the theme of We Are the World is...
children starving?
Like being upset about... the circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
Action is needed, and that even though these people live far away, we are all one big community. Would you say that that's... I mean, that's like six themes, technically. Mm-hmm. But so I think that We Are the World did a better job of sort of having a unified message,
mm-hmm.
which is good because they all sort of... like, they knew they were contributing to an album, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe Quincy Jones picks particular tracks... So I think they did a better job of sort of, like, having the same theme. But then they had, you know, they had a rock song. They had a ballad. They had Prince's weird Jehovah's Witness. It's like, I'm going to...
Jehovah's Witness recruiting song.
If you guys like this, come down to the Kingdom Hall. You know, it's just like, I don't know. It was interesting, but I liked...
Dear the Beloved, we are gathered here to talk about Jesus.
he's just like, there was a guy long ago... who died on the cross. I'm like, Prince?
Yeah.
What? I don't know. But I thought they did a better job of, like, the variety was there for me, where the other album, almost all the songs were, like...
about churros.
They were almost all, like, indie rock songs.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, like, heavy vocals, like, sort of dissonant instrumentation. So mm-hmm. that's just where I fell on it. Chickens in love.
One had coughing.
Yeah, the Growlers. I wasn't a huge Growlers fan. It was called...
I mean, that's variety,
it's called
right?
The Jerk Anthem.
That was the worst song on either album.
Yeah, it was dumb and I hated
Chickens
it.
Chickens in Love had the best and worst song on either album.
That's
variety.
Yeah, I was going
to
say...
That's
not what variety means!
Which one had the most variety in quality of songs?
That should have been a category. Because then Chickens in Love would win.
So where are you coming down?
I'll go with We Are the World, too. Just because of the... because I know, like, Kenny Rogers and Tina Turner and Bruce Springsteen and Prince. I mean, that's... and Huey Lewis, Pointer Sisters. I mean, you're kind of hitting... like you're kind of hitting like all your
Chicago.
Yeah, because you got crappy music there,
and then like an
you didn't,
the
you didn't
Canadian
pop for my joke there, but
whatever. It's not that funny. The Canadian band, the Northern Lights,
and Jess, who is one of the members of Northern Lights?
I don't know.
Tina Turner? No, I don't know.
I don't
who?
No.
Bryan Adams.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's what we were talking about? Yeah.
I like Bryan Adams.
That's Robin Hood. See, if you'd said Robin Hood, I would have known right away.
So I was...
He was making fun of Robin Hood.
So I was...
Bryan Adams.
Well, I was making... Yeah, because he sucks. But...
You hate Bryan Adams? Why?
You can't hate Bryan Adams.
What's going on over there?
Well, I mean...
Let's talk about you, big guy.
We apologize for Bryan Adams on many occasions.
Why?
What did he ever do to you?
Yeah. What did he do to
you? Show me on the dollar where Bryan Adams touched you.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
He just, I don't know, he just kind of sucks.
Okay. We'll get down we'll get down to this in the postscript.
Yeah, we will.
Off the record.
We're going to have an intervention. But Jess was listening to the Tears Are Not Enough song. About that song, just like kind of just off. I thought that was, they said that was like the Canadian supergroup or whatever.
Yeah, which is like. Wah, wah.
So it was kind of like the Diet Coke version of We Are the World.
That's hilarious.
It's like we got like all these superstars for We Are the World, and then five tracks down, mm-hmm. we've got one that it sounded a lot like We Are the World.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know the tears are not enough? It was mm-hmm. like just super like sappy, mm-hmm. like you know, easy to sing mm-hmm. chorus. If We Are the World had, like, the Justice League, this was, like...
This is the Avengers?
No, it was lower than the Avengers.
The Defenders?
It was, like, Alpha Flight or something like that.
That joke is over my head.
So they were, I don't know, it was like, the sappy Diet Coke version mm-hmm. of We Are the World. But I told her, I said, Bryan Adams is coming up. She's like, who's Bryan Adams? And I said, you know it's true! Yeah. Summer of 69!
So that's two different songs, but... I like that.
And then he came up. She goes, Oh yeah.
I like Bryan Adams. I don't know why you're hating on him so much. I like him.
I know who Bryan Adams is because mm-hmm. his song's in Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Which
but
Robin
I
Hood?
Don't know what other songs.
Prince of Thieves.
I love
you're
that
talking
movie.
About.
You know it's true.
And then Morgan Freeman throws a scimitar into a witch. Great movie.
Yeah,
it's got it all.
Yeah. Fat Kevin Costner and mm-hmm. in tights.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Jess, where'd you come down?
You saw his butt.
Yeah, you did.
Did he have a butt double, though?
No, it was Bryan Adams.
What? Now I love Bryan Adams. You guys turned me.
It sounds like Bryan Adams turned you.
And as a, yeah. Thanks, guys. It's been a great show.
I'll see you next
week. We're out of here. Jess, what had the better variety?
I'm going to go with We Are the World. Minus We Are the World.
Can you tell me why you didn't like that song? I can tell you why I didn't like it, but I want to know why you didn't like it.
Too preachy?
Just...
Fucking 8 minutes long?
No, I think...
It is very long.
Because I grew up in that era where they played it. It was... Mm-hmm. It's just,
at the rollercade?
Yeah, I don't ever need to hear it again. I just don't ever need to hear it again.
That's... Yeah.
There comes a time... When you don't want to hear
said.
The song, and the world has played it way too much. Ooh! It was like Daryl Hall coming in.
Compliment taken? Yeah, I'll take that. You love Hall & Oates.
I fucking love Hall & Oates.
I just can't get behind them. I don't know. They're not bad. I just grew up with Simon and Garfunkel.
What about Private Eyes watching you?
Yeah, I don't
That's
remember
amazing.
Where I was, but
I
they
think
played
that
song
again.
And everyone clapped but me. And I'm like, why? Is this like a secret society that I didn't know about?
What if I did everybody clap your hands?
Oh.
You.
That was close. That was close. I hear that song too much.
God,
the children
That's because you're
that
a
song.
White gentleman.
The children, yeah.
And your arm flinched.
White people love line dances because it tells them what to do. They're like, okay, slide to your left. You're like, I got this one,
yep.
guys. We're dancing.
We're dancing. I just need you to tell me slowly, step by step, what I need to do.
What do you mean, Charlie Brown?
I always said that if I was hiding in the pantry from an axe murderer and he said, everybody clap your hands, I'd be dead. I'd be dead.
All right. And our last criteria. Can you figure out which album from its music content was a charity album?
I think for me it's got to be We Are the World.
Because they're singing
it's
about it.
Super fucking...
Yeah.
Like overly... like telling you.
I really like Chickens in Love, but they didn't address anything. Like, but
we at take all, your money.
It doesn't. It wouldn't make any sense.
We
for
give it to Africa.
The whole, you know, the whole
country of Africa, cause it is one place.
And it's really poor.
There are people dying.
Sucks. Yeah, I also went with We Are the World because it was so evident. Like, yeah. these diverse music artists are coming together to tell me how we are all the same. And I'm like, mm-hmm.
We are millionaires.
They're like, we got Cyndi Lauper, we got Bob Dylan. They're yeah. like, what?
We got all the greats.
Yeah.
All the songs. All the Nobel Prize laureates.
We got Michael Jackson. We got Willie Nelson. God damn. Why did they do that?
I like how Michael Jackson fucking showed up to the recording, like, in his fucking Sgt. Pepper outfit.
What's he gonna do?
With the sunglasses and everything. That motherfucker was always dressed to the nines.
I think
he had the fucking glove on.
He was crazy. Poor guy. All right, Jess, which one was a charity album? Could you figure it out?
Definitely We Are the World. Although, you know, Chickens in Love, I don't think they could have done it any differently.
No.
And been like, yeah. hey, we are kids and we need money.
Yeah.
That wouldn't work.
Yeah.
It as would, an album. So, I
agree.
Mean, I understand why it doesn't sound like a charity album.
Right.
We wouldn't want it to.
Right.
It would have been fun. It wouldn't have been fun for the kids to write songs.
Like a handout song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Write songs about that are going to make people want to give us money. No, write about what you like.
Yeah.
For an 8-year-old,
things that are boring.
They love churros from 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
They love LeBron James and Bigfoot.
And Fiona Apple.
Yeah, everybody loves Fiona
My
Apple.
Favorite is, what is it, This Is Boring?
Yeah.
I like that
my
song,
My dog
too.
Poops every day.
And I have to pick it up, and my sister's boring.
I also
But 2.5 Men is boring
yes!
three times.
That
yes!
was so good.
Times.
That was so good.
Yes!
That was so good.
Well done, Jess, because I was listening to that thinking the same exact thing, that they went out of their way to say that all these things were boring, but they repeated it three times that 2.5 Men was boring, and
that's
I totally
awesome.
Forgot. So
that's funny.
That's why you're the best in
that's,
the business.
That was a good dig. That was a good one.
That's great. It's
just like, take that, Charlie.
I also loved, I don't know why you just put a mark next to it. But
these are ones that I have to download.
The fun party?
Yeah, so the submarines, the submarines were the one, they started the whole thing.
Yeah.
Did you watch the video?
No.
There's a video?
There's a video.
For what?
For the fun party.
Really?
Yeah. And it's like all, they did all these paper crafts, and this was like a little kangaroo on a popsicle stick, and they make it hop, and then there's a
That's
guy looking
fun.
At it, and then they've got clouds on popsicle sticks blowing through the air. It's like all...
That's
paper
awesome.
Cutouts on popsicle sticks.
That's really awesome.
I'm starting to like this album more just as we talk about it.
It was also released as a limited edition vinyl LP. How do you feel about it now?
I don't like it as much.
Yeah. Of course it was.
Seems douchey to me. I'm looking up the lyrics to The Fun Party right now. And of course there's not, it says be the first person to add lyrics.
Everyone was silly. It was for her cousin Lily.
Yeah,
there from Philly.
There were different prizes of all sizes.
All different sizes.
Yeah, it's a delightful song.
I like it.
So guys, looking at our Earl score sheet here, We Are the World is the better charity album.
Yeah.
However, I do want to point out, none of us want to give
but
money
they're
to
not
it.
Giving, they're not getting our money.
Well, I mean, it's on Spotify, so
I mean,
somebody's... Or
Quincy Jones
on
produced
YouTube.
It, it's probably the better album, but it doesn't mean that you're going to get our money.
Yeah. So,
but they got people's money back in the 80s when Jess and I were...
When money was 50 cents on the dollar, apparently.
When Jess and I were kids and this fucking song was played...
Everywhere. All the time.
In a loop-de-loop.
Yeah. That's too bad.
It was a big deal.
So we've got We Are the World is the better charity album compared to Chickens in Love, and we'll be back in just a moment with our recommendations for charity albums. Or relief albums. All right, we're back with our recommendations for charity album, and I, being kind of lazy, did not do any research.
And hating charity.
Give me money. Yeah. Give me money. Or let me keep mine. Those are your two choices.
Those are my only two choices.
I did not look at that Wikipedia page, and so I don't have a recommendation, but I do have a fun idea that I'm going to do with Dan and Jess in just a second. However, Jess did her work. And
I've never been on the show before, but I do know that
Have you listened to it before?
No, I've never listened to the show either, but I've listened to you guys record the show. So
you've listened
I knew
to the raw content?
That I was expected to have
She's
a recommendation.
Like, I don't have any desire to listen to that bullshit.
Please.
I listen to the recording.
You do. That's fair.
So I did Google the charity albums, and it comes nice little page, just pops up with all these covers on it for you. And mine's probably a cop-out, but I picked God Bless America.
That's the thing, they're all kind of cop-outs.
Well, no, because like, most of it's obscure stuff that you've never heard of or seen. This
like
was...
Bangladesh.
I picked it because I knew all of the songs. Yeah. It's mostly, you know, real songs that they did for this album.
Okay.
It was put out in 2001. It was September 11th, right after September 11th. Terrorist attacks, and it was the Twin Towers Fund is what all the money went to.
Cool.
Towards the to the families and to the families of the firefighters, police officers, and first responders.
Oh, wow.
So
that's awesome. So who are some of the people on there? Or artists, rather.
Celine Dion.
Oh,
Bruce Springsteen.
Celine Dion.
And
Dion
the E Street Band.
We are the world!
Celine Dion isn't even American.
Mariah Carey.
Celine Dion was on the We Are the World 25 for Haiti, by the way.
Bob Dylan.
God damn it.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh.
John Mellencamp.
Okay.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Billy Gilman. Oh.
You love Billy Gilman.
I was like, I know that. I couldn't think of put it together that quick. Frank Sinatra, Lee Greenwood.
Fly
Aaron
me
Seeger,
to the moon.
Gloria Estefan.
Ooh. Jesus Christ. A lot of people on there.
That's awesome.
I found one, by the way, that I have not heard this album, but I am totally
recommending
on board
it?
With fucking everything.
Okay.
First of all, this album is called Dropping Food on Their Heads Is Not Enough.
That's a pretty good name.
I fucking love it.
That's a good name.
And it was a 2002 benefit CD for Afghan women.
Oh.
In response to the atrocities done to Afghan women by the Taliban.
Okay.
And... 100% of the proceeds was given to the Revolutionary Association for the Women of Afghanistan. Or
Whoa.
RAWA.
That's hardcore.
RAWA. And was well received by the media as well as the punk scene in general.
Naturally.
We've got groups such as Anti-Flag.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. Say if you know any of these people. Youth Brigade.
No.
Chumbawamba.
Tub Thumpers.
Fleshies.
Nope.
The Frisk.
I don't think so.
Jello Biafra.
No, I know a band with Jello in the name, but that is not the one.
But there's fucking 32 songs on this
Good
album.
Good God.
There's a song called Karl Marx in History, which is pretty interesting. There's one called .. and Your Buddha Too.
Is Buddha spelled right?
B-U-D-D-H-A.
That's not bad.
There's one called Dick Holy Halo.
Yeah, no, I don't
All
know
one
that.
Word?
I don't know that one.
Dick
is that Holy. The is that the band?
The song by the Fleshies.
Oh, of course the Fleshies. Of course.
One called Bomb the Strip Malls.
Oh, that's harsh.
911 for Peace. Crucifixion Politics.
Ooh, jeez.
So I'm on board with this, man.
All right, cool.
Because, like, you know, just the fact that still to this day, and I think, like, Saudi Arabia's got, like, some... referendum out that they're trying to, like, by 2030...
They'll let women drive.
Yeah, they're going to
Not
get,
vote, God
like,
no, but they
get,
can drive.
Like, women some rights or something like that. They said, oh, well, it's going to be a slow process, you know, because we don't really want to do it. So let's shoot for 2030. But just the fact that, like, you know, the way women are treated and the lack of freedoms that they have in the Middle East, and somebody's just like, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
You know, dropping... food on Africa isn't enough.
The whole country.
And then, you know, 100% is going to this, you know,
that's,
revolutionary.
That's incredible.
Movement. I think that's kind of cool. The name caught my eye.
Yeah,
and
that's
then,
a good one.
Like, I kind of want to listen to the album now.
Yeah, because it's sort of like your album is not doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Like, charity's good, but we would rather them lift themselves up.
Absolutely.
Bootstrapping them.
So there you go. Listen to that.
Okay, those are two really good recommendations. So we do have two recommendations, which is great, so I can sit on my laurels over here. Here's my idea. We come up with a charity, and then we suggest the band, artists, and possibly the songs that could show up. So, you two, clearly dog lovers.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to... Would you pick the American Humane Society? What would you pick as a charity?
No, I'm mad at them.
Yeah, Jess is... I was going to say, Jess is not... there's two Humane Societies we get, like, stuff in the mail from.
Okay.
We get, like, the Humane Society of Missouri, right?
Yes.
And then there's the Humane Society of America or the United States?
United States.
And Jess is like, oh, no, we can't give money to them. What's your explanation behind
that? That was because the same thing, they're too big, they're spending it all on advertising and this and that, and actually taking care of any animals.
Tote bags,
so, you know, in the dog world, they say, well, do your local humane society, do your local groups where it's not going to these big funds, television campaigns, and whatever. Mm-hmm. They're spending more money than they're actually using.
Gotcha.
We really like Stray Rescue of St. Louis, which is like you know, in downtown St. Louis, and they actually just got, like, a new facility, you know, bigger facility to, you know, help. Because they're reaching out to more, you know, dogs and more, helping more, you know, place more dogs. And it's no-kill shelter, right? And,
cool.
So they need more space for these dogs that need adoption. And
they end up with all the pit bulls because all the bully bands. So that's what they end up with because the other shelters won't take them because they can't adopt them out and make money off them, which is why I'm mad at the local Humane Society now, because there were two Basenjis dumped in the Humane Society downtown. And Basenji Rescue contacted them and said, you know, we'll take them and blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
The normal, like, adoption fees between, like, $200 and $300 for a dog. They wanted, like, $400 for these Basenjis, $600 for these Basenjis.
Exotic.
Because, because they knew they could get that from...
Yeah, people were going to pay, so
they're
going
to mark up the rare breeds. And I'm like, that's not what you're about.
That's really fucked up.
That's very inhumane.
If you have a rescue organization that's willing to take these dogs to clear up space for other dogs...
Right, and that they can, you know... probably help
and get them into the proper homes.
Yeah,
Basenjis are,
and you have to do nothing. You have to do nothing other than give up these dogs.
They're like, but we want money.
We
want
to make money.
We'd rather have money.
What about
than
money?
Do the right thing.
Yeah. What about money though?
We'll drop food on their heads because dogs love that shit.
And Purina is a St. Louis company, and they donate a ton of food to Stray Rescue.
They're awesome.
Yeah. So
okay, so we're doing Stray Rescue.
Let's do Stray Rescue of St. Louis.
So. If we're doing St. Louis, we're pulling in Nelly.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Possibly Murphy Lee. I don't know what the other St. Louis
chicks
are.
Chingy, I think.
Nah, Chingy. Chingy
Michael
sucks.
McDonald.
No. You just want to do his voice.
He's from Ferguson.
Is that true?
Yeah.
No way!
Yeah, so he's coming in.
That sucks. Fiona Apple,
well,
no
we're
doubt.
We're going to get our variety this way.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
We're
so
going
we got
for variety.
Also, there's not a lot of... Were there any, besides, of course, the Death Row Christmas, were there any, like, rap charities? Albums did you see? I didn't see any.
Nah.
I mean, like, I
there
know
were
there's
some rappers on that 25 for Haiti.
Oh, okay.
One. It was,
man,
there was like T-Pain was doing his auto-tune thing, and Akon was doing his auto-tune thing. Lil Wayne was doing an auto-tune thing.
I'm not huge.
God, it was.
That'd be a bad collabo.
Drizzling shits.
Okay, but so we were joking earlier. You said the Baja Men for their famous song, Who Let the Dogs Out.
Yeah, for sure.
And then we did Snoop Dogg, because his name has a dog in it. Nate Dogg. And then.
Rest in peace, man.
We can get.
Posthumous.
We can get one of his old. I mean, we'll just Tupac him.
Yeah.
And then Jess mentioned Lil Bow Wow, who's now Bow Wow.
Yeah, he's all grown up.
He's an adult. Like all of us.
Does he have a flavor of Rap Snacks?
I don't think he does.
Okay.
Maybe. He might.
I might be thinking of Romeo.
I think you're... Okay. I don't know. I haven't checked.
Yeah. It's Fetty Wap.
Definitely Fetty Wap. He's got that messed up eye because he was in a car accident. So who other... What do other people talk about dogs a lot?
I was going to suggest Blake Shelton because he had that Old Red song.
No.
But Jess hates Blake Shelton.
We're going to go the other way and we can get Miranda because she likes dogs. She has like 10
Miranda
of them.
Lambert?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to think of artists who like Tony La Russa. He likes dogs, right?
What about Sarah McLachlan?
No, they got her wrapped
the
up for that.
Angel, this dog is dead because of you. If you had given him your money, he
we would
might
have given
not.
Him some food.
Ah,
we did
God,
it.
That's what they should have done.
We did it.
That's like the moment on We Are the World where Stevie Wonder and Diana Ross both put their arms up in the air like, we fucking did it. That's going to be us, like, singing. And Nelly's in the back with, like, his headphones on, you know.
I need more in the headphones.
I can't hear.
I can't
Turn
hear.
Me up in the headphones. And we'll get Dan Aykroyd.
Do you think one of the Beastie Boys would show up? Because Beastie Boy is sort of like an animal.
Sure.
Yeah.
Which ones? One of them passed away recently.
Yeah, that was
so not
MCA?
That one.
No.
I don't
yeah.
think he'll show up.
Yeah. I think it was MCA passed away.
Yeah, rest in peace.
I always forget Ad-Rock's name. But I always remember Mike D. It's
yeah.
the easiest one to remember. So that's our hip hop. We got country. Is
Miranda.
Miranda's
yeah.
country.
Yeah.
So
you got her. She's going to do it? You talked
oh, yeah.
to her?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She loves animals.
She's in?
She's
right.
an animal lover. Who could we get in the pop scene? Does Ariana Grande like dogs? I think she'd be a big pull.
How's Katy Perry likes cats.
Katy Perry sucks.
Taylor Swift likes cats, too.
Yeah.
yeah.
What sure, about Demi sure Lovato? Where's she on to have dogs?
Who?
Demi Lovato. She sings that Sorry song.
She likes MMA fighting. I know that. I saw her at an MMA event.
That's sort of like dog fighting.
Yeah.
So maybe we should steer away from that. Steer away from that.
No, it's actually like more John McCain called it human cockfighting. So.
Is that good? Is that bad? I can't tell what that
I
statement is.
But he has a connection. He could like just... Next fight, just slide up next to her and be like, hey, can you,
I do,
do,
hey, can you do this fun album for me?
I was like within 10 feet of Demi Lovato. And I was,
that's pretty cool.
I was like, my brother was with me because we had got us press passes because I'm hashtag blessed.
Natch.
And Demi Lovato was there. I go, you want to like go talk to her? Because my brother is like...
a Demi head.
Around celebrities.
Oh, God.
He's super like...
Nervous?
Yeah, he can't
really
like, function.
Can't function
that's
at all.
Can't
hilarious.
Like,
I would not have expected
like,
you know
that.
Who,
like squeaks come out of him.
You know who Morena Baccarin is? She was
I know who Burt Bacharach was.
What do you get when you fall in love?
I don't think I knew that was the song.
Lies and pain and sorrow.
It's a pretty good song, I guess.
She's
anyway,
the love
Burt
interest
Bacharach's
in Deadpool.
Wife. Okay.
She was also on Firefly.
Okay. I'm pulling it. It's a slow mover.
Yeah.
Okay.
We saw her at a Comic-Con and... we're getting something signed actually for my friend,
mm-hmm.
who couldn't come, and my brother walked up with me, and he just could not function
yeah.
around a pretty celebrity.
That's awesome. Oh, Shaggy. Shaggy would be good because Shaggy is a
what?
Is a dog.
He was not listening.
No,
to
I was
you
listening.
At all.
I was listening.
His mind
oh,
was
Shaggy.
Somewhere else completely.
Oh
Shaggy.
Shaggy.
Yeah, that'd be great because it's
Mr. Lova Nova.
You could call him Mr. Rover Rover.
Mr. Rover Rover.
All right, we need one more. So that we got a lot of...
Now, my question is, are we going to have one big song to tie everything together, a la We Are the World?
I really hope not.
Because I kind of hope we will.
All right.
And I want to write it. And I want to be the Quincy Jones at the front, like just...
Putting
doing,
a watermelon in
the
Coke bottle.
No, but you said at the beginning that it wouldn't be possible in this day and age with cell phones and everything. It would leak out.
It would be if we got B-list people.
Oh. But I don't want any
like,
B-listers.
We already got the Baha Men and
oh, you
Murphy
mean,
Lee. And,
Murphy Lee's, he did a solo album one time.
Yeah.
My Shoes, that's a pretty good song.
We've got a lot of B-listers coming in already. Burt Bacharach. I don't know if he's committed or not.
Is he dead?
I don't know.
Can we get the guy?
I'll have an intern look it up.
The guy, it's okay to miss the bet on the first jump. Guy,
oh,
just to do some talking?
Yeah, the guy from Mr. Peterman from Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah, that guy's great. I don't know his
real
name.
Book about his dog.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
I think
he was also on Dancing with the Stars. One Dancing with the Stars, I think. Or finished second, like, in the first season of Dancing with the Stars.
That guy's good, yeah.
That was before you started watching.
Yeah.
What's that guy's name?
Mr. Peterman.
Let everybody
John
know.
O'Hurley is the guy's name.
I would have never pulled that.
John O'Hurley.
I don't think I've heard that name before.
I can picture the cover of the book. And
JPeterman.com was a real, like, clothing website.
That's fun. Okay, so that's our charity album that we were recommending to be made.
Yeah.
And you had two that you should go listen to. And, you know, that's nice. Now you got three. That's fun.
I think we should, like, make, like, a Spotify playlist of...
Dog charities?
Like a fake... Like, for our fake album.
Okay, here. I can do that.
Because I think... Can't you make, like, playlists and other people can, like, download them?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. We'll do that.
Do it all the time. They'll make a playlist for their
fucking
book.
Let's do it,
cool.
Man. All
right.
And then maybe we can put, like, an original song on there, too.
So it has to have a fun name, though, so people look it up.
What was that album that I was just talking about?
Dropping like, food on their head isn't enough?
Yeah.
Picking poop up off the floor isn't
picking
enough.
Picking poop up isn't enough. There it is.
Because it goes back to the boring song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, so look for that Spotify playlist on June 2nd.
Picking poop up is not enough. Benefit for Stray Rescue of St. Louis.
That's awesome. Featuring Murphy Lee.
and I'm going to try to come up with an original song for it, too.
Oh, well, strap in, everybody. Yep. So this has been Comparing Apples to Oranges. We decided that... We We Are the World is the best charity album and
in the history of charity albums.
Thanks for listening. This has been Mike,
Dan,
Jessica.
And we'll see you next time, guys.
Bye.
Cyndi Lauper, come on. You spoiled it there at the end. Everything was going so nicely. Anyway, thanks for listening to episode 27 of the podcast, and I hope you like this one.
Look us up on Tumblr. We are comparing apples to oranges, all one word, .tumblr.com. You're going to find information on my co-hosts, their shows there, mostly Dan. Also, that's where you're going to find all the information from past episodes. If you have ideas for new episodes, comments on past ones, anything, send it to Twitter. It's at the Cato Podcast, all one word. Or email us ideas to Gmail. It's catopodcast@gmail.com. If you were interested in that intro, outro, and music bed music, it's from the song Thumbs Up, which is composed by the artist Leisure B. Check out his stuff and anything you want on humanworkshop.com. Hope you liked it. We'll catch you next time. Bye.